3 days of marathon testimony wrapped up Wednesday, with hundreds of fishermen speaking before the Board of Fisheries. The board meets regionally every 3 years to write and revise fishing rules. It holds great sway over the fortunes of the commercial fleet, fishing guides. It also affects subsistence. For groups that traditionally find little common ground, there's consensus on this. King salmon are in trouble. Here's Haines-based fisherman Lindsay Johnson.
I'm extremely concerned for the fate of the king salmon, and I'll gladly do whatever the experts prescribe to bring them back.
But how far those conservation measures go is in dispute. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists presented a range of options, from maintaining the status quo to blanket restrictions and widespread closures. Most fishermen say they'd accept some restrictions if research suggests they're effective. Dan Gray, the Southeast supervisor in charge of king salmon, says there's a lot at stake for a lot of people.
Certainly the fishermen are concerned about their futures, and rightfully so. This is uncharted territory for king salmon.
King salmon, also known as Chinook, are valuable. Recently, they've been fetching in excess of $10 a pound for fishermen. Sitka Troll fisherman Tad Fujioka said in an interview Wednesday that closures during the prime fishing, that's March to July, would be devastating.
Almost all the fishermen are Alaska residents that time of year, many of them from small communities. The fishery is right in front of Hoonah, right in front of Angoon. Sweeping big closures like that will really hurt the smaller communities.
Tourism is also at stake. Sitka charter boat captain Mike Sullivan told the board that proposals that would force non-residents to release any king salmon they catch would harm businesses across Southeast.
If the charter industry suffers, it will be hard for the fleet and this place to regain its reputation as an unparalleled fishing destination.
Each action plan focuses on a king salmon system. Most have failed to meet their escapement goals. That's having enough fish return to freshwater and spawn. Researchers don't know exactly the reason for the decline, only that it appears to be happening in the open ocean rather than state waters where Alaska's salmon fisheries are managed. The rest of the week, Gray says, will be intense back and forth between the board and select stakeholders and interest groups.
The board takes their charge very seriously here on stocks of concern, and your guess is as good as mine as to where they might go.
In Sitka, I'm Jacob Resnick.